holding on Chofheim of Beis. Vim Omar, if Rashi the Seicha Revi is Kedesh is Neman. So the Mishnah said, even though he's not Neman and Truma, except during the Gittos and the Badim, but since he's Neman for Kedesh the whole year, and if he says he used some of this wine or some of this oil for Kurdish purposes, which he's Neman on, then if he's Neman on the Truma part also, he's Neman regards the Truma also. It's not Hossam. So, there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim. Moedim Beishamay Beisilo Sheboitim Lo'osei Pesach Bein Boitim Lo'ochli Truma. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a person who walked through a field which is called a Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field which there was a person buried in the fields, and somebody, let's assume for wasn't aware, and he plowed the field, and there's a concern that maybe by during the plowing, the plowshare picked up a little piece of bone and moved it around the field. Somebody walks through the field, if that's true, and he steps on the bone, so the law is that etzem kasara is matama behesed by moving it. So if a person steps on the bone and thereby moves the bone, he becomes tame. So it's not matama b'oil, but it's not matama b'oil, but it's matama b'mago b'masa, by touching it or by moving it.
Are we assuming that people were buried shallow?
We're saying it's a potential. That was a potential.
Right.
So, so Tumas has a process to Rabbanon, because you're going to create this potential Tumma throughout the whole field. It's a Suffolk Tumma. It's a place where people go. So it might be Suffolk Tumma Shesu Rabbanon or whatever. There's Shaila in the Echrenim why it's only considered a Rabbanon, not a Deraisa. But at the Deraisa level, we would say that he'd be Tor. Chamei created a halacha of Beis HaPras. Because Al said that you can go through we have a person who needs to bring Karm Pesach, some Seth Pesachim. So we can rebuttick the field, go back and check the field, and if we find that there's nothing there, so then we assume that he's Torah, he's allowed to bring the Korban. So we're buttickin' like a Pesach, we're not buttickin' like a Truma. The Bedar of the person is Yavali Truma, we say no, he has to just go, we're not going to rely on the Bedika. The need for the eating of Truma is less than the need for bringing the Korban Pesach, and therefore let him go through the Tahara process. Whereas Korban Pesach, you go through the Tahara process, the Tahara process be too late. So your Beitim, let us say Pesach, and not for the Truma. Versus my Beitim, what exactly is this, the Bedika? What do you do?
So this is a Drabbanon.
The Truma is based on the process of Drabbanon.
So that vis-a-vis the to your right of Pesach Rishon instead of Pesach Sheni.
Right. So Chazal since B'shei Baltasa, Chazal have a kach to be maimed divrayim against the mitzvah Satara B'shei Baltasa.
Sorry.
Chazal have a power to be maimed divrayim even against the mitzvah Satara. We don't pull shofar on Shabbos, and we don't take a lulav on Shabbos, and we don't. You don't do many things. B'shev al tasa, the Chazal said, B'shev al tasa, don't bring the Korban Pesach.
But we are bringing the Korban Pesach.
No, only because you're Bedik.
Yeah, right.
Without Bedika,
right.
Even though it's only the button, the person will not bring the Korban Pesach.
Okay, yeah.
You couldn't do Bedika for whatever reason, so he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So Chazal are willing to, you know, put their mitzvah, their halacha, their issa, their button, up against... because our Masaka that you can't do Hazor's Paraduma on Shabbos. So you have a situation where a person who's Tomei Mace and the Pesach is Motzi Shabbos and he didn't get his Hazor in, he needs a second Hazor. He said, it's very nice, tough luck. Chazal created his sermon about in the Hitzor, so the kid needs a mila on Shabbos, you know, the mitzvah deraisa, but you're not carrying that ismal through an isidra bon and a carmelis. So Chazal reminded me of Divrei, even in Makam Chorus, that's the Gemara in Pesachim. But they relied on Bedika. So what's the bedikah? How do you do bedikah? Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, mena peich adam beis apras v'herlet. What you do is you can go through again. We're looking for this small piece. They would blow. You get a the person is the blower. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said. L'chia bar Abba Mishmei de Ulo Amar. He says that Beis Prash Shenidash is Tahor L'Oisei Pesach L'Himidu Divreya B'Makom Koris. If that, what you do is you remember the Tumah over here, we're not concerned about necessarily Maga because it's still under the ground. We're worried about movement. So if you trample it down because so the ground becomes compact, so the chances of movement are less. So Chazal were semich, even though they didn't do a bedika, they didn't really find it. But if you compressed it down, we rely on that, and that's sufficient to allow the person to bring the carbon pesach.
So the field was not compressed when they passed it the first time, or was compressed?
Well, normally it's not compressed.
Right.
Right. But if you have a situation where we check, we go back and find out if the field that he went through where there was this situation where they plowed up the field and they found that they plowed through a kever. So if, meanwhile, the field had been walked through, the path, etc., has been compacted, so that's what we check to see if it had been compacted or not. We go back and find out, well, by the time this fellow went through there, was it compacted or not?
The Beis HaPras, is that something that was done on purpose? Or is it something that someone not knowledgeable did it? You know, planted over a someone was buried?
I would assume, the assumption, I'm not sure how halacha makes a difference whether he did it on purpose or not, but the assumption would be a person didn't know. It wasn't a cemetery, it was a field.
That somebody was buried.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. So he says that I understand, is this saying that so the first method is not going to work?
Could be. Okay.
Animal bones wouldn't be the same as human bones?
No, because even most animals will create a tomb of one day. You go to the mikveh and you tour. The problem is that this creates a tomb which is 7 days long. So by the time he goes through the process of tahara, he would lose the korban pesach. Okay. But lo himidu divreim b'makom koris, v'loch l'tshumah not, because himidu divreim b'makom misa. Shuma is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Karban Pesach is Chiyav Karis. So, regard to the Issa of a person eating Shuma, we're not going to rely on this. In regard to the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is a Chiyav Karis, which is a little more Chomer, we relied on this and we allowed the person to be in the Karban. Ibor Lahu. Barak B'Pischa Imao Shiyachal B'Shumasa. But now, in a situation where a person had both, there was one case of the case of Chumah that was in the middle of Siva and he wants to eat some Chumah. So he said, well, Bivadik, no, we don't rely on that. Go through the Tara process. But you have a situation where a person, it's Nisan and he needs to bring his Korban Pesach, and we're Bivadik, we came up that it's Torah and he's allowed to bring his Korban Pesach. Can that person also eat Chumah? So Ulam Rebadik V'Pitzchay Mutad Lechel B'Chumah. So once Chazal were Halacha L'Maisa Semech and said that he's Torah, and he can bring the carbon pesach, we're not going to say that he's tamei and he can't eat truma. That's Ula. Rabba Bar Ula Omar. I don't know whether that was his son or somebody else. There is a Gerson that changes it to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Omar Bodil Pitzel also lechel b'chumas. Say Omar Le'ahu Saba L'sifik Alei De Ula. So there was a older Talmud Chacham who told Rabbi Baruch Huna that you shouldn't be arguing on Ula. Ula is right. did not come out safe because we have a Mishnah which supports him. What's the Mishnah? So our Mishnah says over here that we rely on the nemonis of the Amoritz in regards to Kodesh allows us also to be makel in regards to Truma. Alma mida hemen a kodesh mehemen nami a truma. So even though normally this amort is not neman in regards to truma, but once he's neman for kodesh, he's neman for truma. So hachanami mida heminon a pesach mehemen nami a truma mida mehemen a pesach. If we rely on this bedika regards to korban pesach, so we're going to rely on this bedika also regards to truma. Zakrashi. Shabbaton was a Pesach. Pesach Praskin Mefarshav Ozel. Like the Mishnah there continues and explains. Hoyholich Lasis Pesachai. He was going up to bring Karban Pesach. Pesach Praskin Sadash and Echos Bekever Mafsikai. And he's on his way and he finds that there's a Pesach Praskin there in his way. And that's the only way he can get up to is by going through the field. So Lachas Boitke Ben Aficha, he can check by blowing, walking through and blowing. Mimiesh Etzim Kesero, if there be a bone the size of a barley corn, you have a picture how big this thing is, right? So Re'eyu, he'll see it. He will avoid it. Etzim Kesero Eina Matama Ba'oyol Ela B'mago B'masa. So it's not Matama Ba'oyol. Just by touching it or by moving it. Mas is literally carrying it, but movement also is considered a form of carrying. So he can't move, he wants to prevent his stepping on it, causing it to move. So he blows away the dirt and sees if anything is there. In some of the kazoo, they can't do such a badika, the chuma, the kiman, the ain's man, kabul achilo. You don't have to eat it now. So you have the shivi yam and wait. We ask the shisha shvi, go through the process of getting the sprinkling of the ashes, the poraduma. On the third day, the seventh day, we eat and go to the Abigabi Pesach, Cholvis, a pras, the Bonon, Loimido di Brahma, welcome chorus. They relied on this medika, where there's a mitzvah to bring Kor Pesach, and it's a chiv chorus. Person doesn't bring it, so Chazal relied on this dika for that purpose. Shinidish beregel, if it's been compacted, the bedika is you check to see if there's a path through the field which is compacted. Welcome, Shesh Berchia Misa. Gern Tomei Hoichel Truma. There's a Chia Misa for a person who's Tomei eating Truma. Chia Misa De Shemaya. So Chazal said that we're not going to allow this. The person who went through a basic pras to eat shuma. Mika the mehemen a kaddish mehemen at shuma. She gunayu the mizbeach she tehei shuma hamuchuberes loy becheskes tumba behekter she karb the mizbeach. I mean shuma, which is so the person sitting down to his pace of the kasuda. And he's a Kayan, so he says, great, so we'll have the Korban Pesach, and some matzah, Shuma matzah. No, Shuma, you can't eat Shuma matzah, because you're Tomei. Oh, Korban Pesach, okay, you can eat that, that's your Torah. That's definitely a Gnai L'Kodesh. Okay. Kadi Yayin v'Kadi Shemen, so the Mishnah said, Hamadumos, Nemoni Malayim B'Shasa Gitas V'Badim. So, meduma usually means that there is contained in it tevel. Rashi says, we're understanding meduma meaning referring to tevel, which has a combination of truma and chul in it. Tana, ein nemanim loyal lekankanim veloyal lechuma. You're not neman in regards to the status. The amoris is not neman in regards to the status of the containers or of the truma. What containers are we referring to? Ikat Kanim to Kodesh. He's not them in regards to containers to use for Kodesh. Well, why? Migud the Mehemen a Kodesh, Mehemen a Mehemen Kanim. If you believed in regards to Kodesh, purposes, because I'm more to believe in that, so why shouldn't you believe in regards to the containers? And the, again, the assumption right now is the containers are holding Kodesh. Elam Morses can count in the Truma. So some of the containers which are holding Truma. So Pshita, Hashta, Truma, Le Mehemen, I can count in Mehemen. So if you're not believing in regards to the status of the Truma, so what it means you're not believing, you're not, we don't say did it Batara, so the Kalim are assumed to be not Tor. Ella Berikonim the Kodesh. The issue over here is that not that you had Kodesh inside the Kalim, but you had Kalim which were empty, and we want to use this Kalim for Kodesh. So there's one thing to tell me that the Amor is Nem in regards to the contents, and therefore the container Ag of the contents, he says, Kodesh he's believed on. But who said he's believed when he says, I prepare this Kalim for Kodesh purposes properly? Maybe Emim, you know, I don't know. I don't have a need. That's not the same need as. If I don't trust them in regards to Kurdish, so we said, you know what, we're afraid the guy's going to make his own religion, you know. I can't be in Corbin. So, but they're not believing in the Gabbat of Kaylee. So, okay, you shouldn't believe in the Gabbat of Kaylee. Like, what's the big, it's not such a big deal.
Containers used to contain Kurdish, or they were going.
No, they're made to be able. He made them now to be able to use them for Kurdish.
It's not that they were formerly, they were already used, or they're going to be used. It's, that's what they're used for.
We have a keli which we want to use for Kurdish, and we're not sure if it's Tumah or Tor. And I'm more telling you, no, it's Tor. I took care of it. I oversaw it. It's Tor. Yeah, right. You know, I would have said, yeah, okay, I trust that I'm Oritz in regards to he knows what Tar and Tumah the guy lets use his keli for Kurdish. I wouldn't have trusted him, but the Mishnah trust, we say we trust him. And that's true, B'shayim HaSashanu. Ubimalay in the Truma, Ubashasa Gitois. It's also the Gaya, but Truma, at the time of the gas, so we trust the Amoris regards to Truma also. So once we trust him on the Truma, we trust him on the Kalim. No, we'll see in Rashi exactly what the connection that is. Okay. Now, Tana, it says, "Kadiyain mekadi shemen hamudumos." So there are a situation where they contain truma, meduma that means they're containing truma. My love, medumos the truma that the betumah meduma and the issue over here is truma, and the Mishnah says that he's Nemun. So the more is understanding the Malay and the Shema B'Shasa Gittas is we're saying that you're not believed. It says they're not Nemanim loyal kakanim, but loyal at Shema. So the case of the kakanim is that you're not Nemon when it comes to Truma, means even they're Malayim the Truma, we trust them on the Truma, but not on the Kankana. So we're asking that the Mishnah says that they're believed in the Kadi Yahin, the Kadi Shemin. So they're believed in the containers. So Amri Debei Rabbi Chiya, so they are believed, I'm sorry, I'm going to go quick. Berikotim the Kurdish, they're not believed. They're believed on Kurdish when the container, the Kodesh is in the containers. And we're saying that over here, the Bryce is saying they're not Neman on Kankanim for Kurdish purposes when the containers are empty. And they're not Neman on Kankanim, which are hold, even though they're Neman on Shuma during this, the time of the Gittos, they're not Neman on the containers. So we have a situation where the container halachically is considered Tameh, and the contents are considered Tor. But the Morris Kasha, the Mishnah says, not like that. The Mishnah says they're believed on the containers. So Amr de Rebbe Chia Medumos de Kodesh. That when it says the Mishnah Medumos, it's referring not to Truma, it's referring to Kodesh. So that it's. Is not something which is a reference to Kurdish. Demur means a combination of Truma and Chulin. So what does it do with Kurdish? It's not partially Kurdish. Demur is this mixture. A mixture of what? It's not a mixture of partially Kurdish. The more answers, Army Debe Rabbi Loi, Bimitar Estevlo Lito Mimen on the Sachim. A person who's preparing his table. To be used for the Nesachim purposes. So it's in that situation, like I said before, you're believed in regards to the Kaddish, you believe in regards to the Truma also, but the Nemonis on the Kaddim is because of the Kaddish part, not because of that he has Nemonis on Kaddim in regards to Truma. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rekodim the Kaddish. The Kurdish is no longer in them, and he wants to use it for Kurdish purposes. So he's not Neman on that he maintained his Klebet Tahara. Shayim means any time of the year. The Kurdish ain't Chiluk Ben Shasakit. There's the Shayim Masashana. There's no specific time which is relevant. He's never Neman in regards to the Klebet. When they have said Kahanim Chaverim, the Chazal were not gozer on the monads of the Amoratsi. By the time of the Gittos, the Kahanim should be able to get Truma. The Nim says otherwise, Mavsinim Miroib Trumas Eretz Israel, most people are Amoratsim, they would end up not being able to get Truma in most situations. So, Loch is there Neman on the Kli? They're not believed in the Kankanim. The Kankanim should not accept the container. What do they do? So the Kahanim should pour out, have the Amorites pour out the Truma into the Kayan's Kli. The Kavos are meaning the Kambon. And the Mora will have this Kamor later on in Chavavah Mid Aleph. Altisma, don't find this strange. We find the case where the container is tomei, a full-fledged tomb of 7 days, and the contents are tor. We had this before, with the case of Chotim Beisham Yitzilul, the case where you, since that an Amoritz's Kli was acting as the hefsik, who claims that it's Tor, between the bias and the Leah, the opening in the between the first floor and the second floor, and there's a mace on the first floor. So Kli Tomei is not Chutz, it's Kli Cheris, which is facing, its bottom is facing down, so it's not a Kabbal Tumah from the outside, so it should block the Tumah. But it's a Kli Tomei. Well, no, the Amor says it's a Kli Tor. So the Loch is the Gabi Oichel and Mashkim, and Kli Cheris, we believe him, and the Gabi everything else, we don't. So the woman in the second floor, like we said before, who's kneading the dough, so that the dough is tor, and she's tomei 7 days. The kli is tomei, if it's a wooden kli. But the containers, the contents are tor. So we find that Chazal said, the gabi this, we give it a din of, there's din tumah, the gabi this is a din tahara. So the same thing over here. My lab is the most, the truma.
How's that comparative? Before we were talking about the gem. Since he's Mehemon on the by Pesach, then we believe him by Truma.
So Rashi added the story because of the Gnai issue. Yeah. My lemon do most of Shuma, containing them on Academy, so you believe in the containers. Now, this is a Tosis over here. Tosis, Mika Dimula Kurdish. Tevel Shaloy Niskan is Meduma Betruma. Tevel, which has not been processed yet, we can call it Meduma, it has Shuma mixed in. But there's no halacha, but there's a freshest kaddish, and the kaddish is mixed in. You need to take it out to make it mutter. I mean, the concept of meduma, which is a mixture, is irrelevant to kaddish. More answers by Mataris in the table of the Nesachim. Dika chulin be kaddish with chuma. You have the chulin and chuma part. You also have kaddish because you're preparing it for kaddish purposes. Once you say that it's believed that it's Torah regards the Kurdish, it also works for the Truma part. And Vakankanim also on the container. Sheganai the Kurdish, Yokankanim, Shei Ruhu, Mehan, Mecheskis, Tuma, Ruhu Karev. The Kli, which is being used to bring the Kurdish to the Mikdosh, we can't say it's considered Tomei. If afterwards you say he's preparing this kli to use for Kurdish for another time, and he says, therefore, I say it's Torah, and therefore you, Mr. Chover, can take it from me and use it for Kurdish. No, you're not Neman. But if you delivers the Kurdish in the kli, he has to be Neman. As much as he's Neman on the Kurdish, he's Neman on the kli also. So 70 days before the gas, the people would start preparing the kalim and be matar of the kalim and prepare the kalim to use for the process of processing the wine. So that the part of being an oris is doing the work of the field. So the oris would be required 70 days prior to the press time, the crush time, to start preparing the kalim, doing the tircha, preparing the kalim to be used. Okay, Dr. Mishnah. So like Rashi points out, that they didn't have kilns. The kilns were not allowed in Yerushalayim because of the smoke they produced, etc. Chomer Masakin, that we don't want to have that the smoke, etc. in Yerushalayim. So they needed kalim. The many kalim were kli charis. They had to fire them in a kiln. So the kilns were outside of Yerushalayim.
So Bezman Hazah, would someone be allowed to have a factory in Yerushalayim?
You know, I don't know the halacha where they apply. You know, probably the guy with this halacha, Yerushalayim would mean the original Makam of Yerushalayim. I don't think you could. No, you couldn't put one in the old city. But I don't. Never really learned through those halachas.
As far as the environmental
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's whole sugyas about it, you know, what Chazal allowed inside of a city because of the impact on the environment and the air, etc. Whole sugyas about it. So, where do they have their kilns to make the kalim that they use for Kurdish? Outside of Yerushalayim. So, from the area called Medim, which is an area which is 15 mil distant from Yerushalayim. So Nemanim al Kli Cheres, so the kalim over there were the kalim which were used to make for Kurdish. So the Amoritz was Nemon. They needed those kalim. There wasn't, like we had before, there wasn't the concept of the, just relying on the Chaverim making kalim was not a sufficient kalim for what the needs of the Beis HaMikdash were. So they created an Amonis on the Amoritz in regards to kalim from that area, that radius around Yerushalayim. Minim Medim al-Chutz, from Medim and onwards, Ein Nemonim. So a person will not be Nemon that it's Torah. I'm worse than not being in the story. Ketzet, Hakador. Hakador is a potter, makes kaderos. Shumurker Hakaderos. Is he selling? He's selling pots. Nichas tiflimin a medim. The law is if he's even if he made it outside of medim. Once he's standing within the area of medim and inwards, he's believed. But huakader, he has to be the one that who brought it. It can't be somebody else. That you know, he can't. Once he transfers it to another amor, it's a second amor. It's not of the modus. Vehena kaderis that he's not believed in other kaderis. Once he's believed in these, he believed in other kaderis. It has to be the kaderis that he brought. Vehena loichim and the chaver who bought it has to be that chaver himself. He can't pass it on to somebody else, and have the modus doesn't transfer. So then them. What?
So the guy that bought the kalim is the only one that allowed to use those kalim?
Right. The guy, he's never to now put kaddish in it and bring it up to the mikdash, etc. Because he's, I know, I heard directly from them, or it's.
And then once it gets there,
they'll pour it into something else. But he can't leave it there and have them rely. They can't use it based on his say so.
We didn't have just a moment ago that's Kenai Lakodesh or the Rui?
No, because the Gabi Himit's Torah. That case of where we're saying even the Gabi, the person himself, would consider Tommy. That's a Kenai Lakodesh. Over here.
Okay. What?
Yotza Eno Nemon. But if the person then, this same person steps out beyond Medim, he loses the Nemonis. Medim Shem Krach Rochim Mishalayim Tesvav Mil. It was a city which was 15 mil outside of Mishalayim. Kiramim Besethas Psachim. So Mimeno Lifnim, from that point and onwards, or that distance and onwards, the Tzad Yerushalayim towards Yerushalayim, the Monim Kadorim Amayoritz, the Potter, the Amayoritz. Potters are believed. Likul meam klicheris to buy klicheris hadakin the small ones and kaderis kaisis mikitanios. Sheyesh shalohem. We need these containers. We need these different types of containers for usage for kaddish. Yerushalayim ain oisim kipshonos. You can't make a kipshon in Yerushalayim. Mipnei ha'oshen because of the smoke. We can't make a kiln for the purpose of making sid, which they would make. They would put limestone in the kipshin and create sid, which was the used in your whitewash, etc., whatever they used it for. And we look there to not to make pots. Therefore, the Chazal were mistaken. Shlaligzer alein. We can't go. We can't be going to them not to believe them. And most people need to use these containers to get their items for Kurdish up to Yerushalayim. Huakader, Mishavim Lumadim, that person who brought them into the area around and from a demon inwards, that person Heminu, we believe him. Because we don't have another option. I will emotionally liat kader amoritz a yoreshib b'medim alifnim. There's another local potter that says, you know, so this outside potter says, you know, hey, you could use some more stock. Why don't you take these, you know, pay me a little bit, you know, for these pots and sell them with your pots. So then lohim inu, with that second person is not believed. V'ena kaderis. Alois ena kaderis shivi hu heminu. Those pots which he brought, he's believed. So he can't pick up at some other pots and sell them also. So you believe in these, believe in those. No. Those people who saw it being brought are having them their nemun. But other people can't purchase them based on their say so. Rabbi went back out Ain't a Neman, he's no longer a Neman. Tana, Medean, Pamim Kilifnim, and Pamim Kilichus. So it says, Mina Medean, Kilifnim, from Medean inwards is this, from Medean outward is that. So what about Medean itself? So Medean itself, sometimes we deal with it as if it's inside of the Neman, sometimes not. Ketzad. So you have a case where a kader is yotzei. He's the kader is coming from Yerushalayim and going out. So he's starting out from lifnim, from inside, and he's on his way out. And a chaver is coming from out and going into Medim. So they're meeting the in Medim. The kader is leaving from lifnim, and the chaver is coming in from lechutz. So in that situation, we deal with it as kilifnim. So you can buy him this pot since he's coming from inside. You're catching him on his way from the inside, so he's nemun. Let's say, however, shneim nichnasim, that they're both coming in from asali medir, or shneim yotzim, they're both leaving from inside. So this chaver was already inside. So he could have gotten from somebody else who was inside. So why does he have to use this guy as on his way out? If the chaver is coming from outside, he says, oh, great, Baruch Hashem, I need to pick up some kalim for my usage. So I'll pick them up on my way. And there's this guy coming from lifnim, which means he's coming from a place where there wasn't him on us. So believe it. You're both coming in from the outside. So wait, there's, you'll find somebody. You're not walking with a person who has them on us yet. Or they're both coming from inside, so why do you wait now to buy the thing? So then kilochutz, we deal with the kilochutz. That's just a Rashi, a little piece in the Poland. The Rashi Medim, Krakatz of the city itself, Pomin Kliflim, Kara Yotse, Malifnim, Mina Medim, and Nichlis Medim. He's coming from towards you, from closer to Yerushalayim, entering Medim. The chaver is coming from the other direction, going towards Yerushalayim. So we deal with the kilifnim. Mota likach b'menu, he can buy those from this kader. She kader lo yachza or lachura. V'mlayachshav yikach emasa. The kader is going out. So Rashi says, so now's your chance to get him. Shnei l'nichnasim mechutz l'medim. Ubo b'secha krach kilifnim. They're entering in. So remember, the kader, once he gets beyond Medim, he's Neman. But good, so wait. He's going anyway. That's where he's going. Eliyam, they're not Shehei Miner Krach Lifnim. There's no need to believe him now. Catch him further in when he goes further in. Ashtem Yotzim. Achen Shem Yotzim. Ha'alva Nimsu Motsu Lifnim. They're both inside. Vesham Lelokach. He didn't buy it over there. Like, if you needed it, so buy it then, inside. Me man or from him. Oh, you can't buy from anymore. The kader nichlus v'chaver yotze, the kader is coming from the outside, the chaver is going from the inside. Hal b'sav v'kader l'kodes ifnim, yachzor chaver tzarech likach v'yikach. So go in with him and buy it over there. That's where he's going. So